This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 19th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are experiencing mild temperatures, making it pleasant to be outside. In Haifa, clear skies offer a beautiful view of the stars. Here are today's headlines. First, IDF confirms Hezbollah killed a UNIFIL peacekeeper in Lebanon. This comes from JNS in earlier reporting. Also, IDF reports over 150 Hezbollah operatives killed in final strikes before the ceasefire. This was covered by I-24 News earlier today. Also, this hour, a great friend of Israel, the meeting between Argentine President Milei and Prime Minister Netanyahu. This report is from Israel Hayom in the last half hour. Separately, Netanyahu and Argentina's Milei signed deals in Israel, unveiling the Isaac Accords to deepen Latin America ties. Ynet reported this just 24 minutes ago. And finally, Argentine President Milei visits Israel to open Jerusalem embassy and advance new regional initiative. This is from Ynet, coming in just a short time ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted minutes ago about an Israeli drone flying through a Hezbollah stronghold in southern Lebanon. From the Belaz, a media account, they shared that Prime Minister Netanyahu met with Argentine President Javier Milei this afternoon in Jerusalem with a focus on strengthening bilateral ties. Al Arabiya Eng, an English-language news outlet, posted earlier today that Israel's defense minister instructed the military to use full force in Lebanon if threatened, despite the ongoing ceasefire. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF confirmation. The military states that Hezbollah's actions continue to exploit the ceasefire, putting international forces in harm's way. JNS reports that this incident has raised concerns about the ceasefire's stability. It highlights the ongoing risks for peacekeepers in the region. Turning to the IDF strikes, I-24 News provides details that these were among the last actions before the ceasefire. The strikes reportedly targeted key Hezbollah positions. This development underscores the tense atmosphere as both sides navigate the ceasefire terms. Meanwhile, Argentina's President Milei's visit marks a significant moment in Israeli-Latin American relations. Israel Hayom notes that Milei's decision to visit Israel first reflects his administration's priorities. The meeting is set to strengthen diplomatic and economic ties between the two nations. Additionally, Netanyahu and Milei's signing of the Isaac Accords, as reported by Ynet, signifies a deeper collaboration. Modeled on the Abraham Accords, these agreements aim to bolster regional partnerships. This could pave the way for future cooperative endeavors in Latin America. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports on Israel's massive debts, as revealed by economic advisor Ram Aminach. He highlighted the increasing reliance on loans to close financial gaps. This disclosure raises concerns about the country's fiscal sustainability. Separately, despite the shekel's strength, consumer prices remain high. Maariv Business features Ganit Harel, CEO of the consumer club Hot, discussing the persistent pricing gap. This highlights ongoing challenges in consumer markets. And finally, Globes reports that activist investors are trying to oust Radcom's board. ValueBase has allied with the late founder's children to challenge current leadership. This move reflects tensions within the company's governance. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.